Szanowni Państwo, Instytut Pamięci Narodowej od początku swojego istnienia
from the very beginning, since 2002, we have been focusing very much on studying Polish-Jewish relations and Jewish-Polish relations throughout the 20th century, especially we're focusing on the periods of the Second World War, German occupation, so we've been focusing very much on researching the history of Holocaust during the period of German totalitarianism that occurred in Poland between 1939 and 1945. There have been many publications and many books published on the topic. Some of these have been quite famous, and we recently have decided to increase our efforts, our studies. We do know that this particular aspect or this particular period in our history is one that is rather often discussed outside of Poland. We know how important this period is, and we know how often it is debated and discussed, not only by scientists and researchers. It's part of an ongoing, let's say, social or media debate, quite often politicized as well. Knowing how important it is to continue these studies, we decided to not only continue publishing our monographs, decided to continue with scientific and research conferences, but moreover, we've decided to publish a scientific periodical devoted specifically to Polish-Jewish relations throughout the 20th century. So we are here today to present the very first issue of this particular periodical. It's a purely research or scientific publication, but of course we invite everyone to get acquainted with it. This publication touches upon the period of the Second World War, but actually the second issue, it's already been reviewed, and it discusses the interwar period. It discusses also some of the post-war and communist period. So there are many, many topics, many, many areas that we are going to cover. Discussions around the subject of Polish-Jewish relations are very much heated, emotional. Quite often there are heated exchanges between scientists espousing different values or opinions. So we will also have a section in the periodical that will be devoted to, let's say, controversial or polemic topics, trying to debunk some of the myths or false information. Our purpose is to sustain and maintain debate and discussion between scientists. I think that such publications are known in the world of science for fostering healthy debate. So I would like to invite everyone with knowledge about those issues to participate in our discussions. Indeed, even though this periodical is being published by the Institute of National Remembrance, we have editors from outside of the Institute. I would like to thank the editor-in-chief,
który obecnie
who
pracuje w Muzeum II Wojny Światowej, panu profesorowi
is right now working at the Museum of the Second World War, Mr. Berendt. I would like to also thank the editor who has been responsible for most of the first issue, Mr. Domański, who is known for numerous publications on the topic. So, on behalf of the Institute, as well as the editorial team, I would like to invite you to get acquainted with it. It is available not only in hard copy, it's also available online. So you can go to the Institute website, to the Institute's website, and go through the online version. The online version, well, it's available throughout the world. And because if it's online, it means it's going to be available throughout the world. It's bilingual, so it's in Polish and in English. Therefore, we're hoping for many, many voices joining our debate from all over the world. Thank you so much.
Dziękuję.
Thank you.
O zabranie głosu
now, over to the editor-in-chief of the Polish Jewish Studies publication, Professor Berendt. Dear ladies and gentlemen, in 2021, we have found ourselves in a completely different place given the state and the progress of research on Polish-Jewish relations than we were when the Polish People's Republic collapsed. We do not have a single major Polish city without experts and specialists researching all sorts of aspects of Polish citizens of Jewish descent. So everywhere we have researchers looking into Polish-Jewish relations. As a result of the work of all the different scientists and researchers in Poland, we have numerous publications that have been issued throughout the years. But what's important is that our work, our efforts, collective efforts as researchers should be available not only to Polish readers or recipients. Therefore, several years ago already, I contacted the authorities of the Institute of National Remembrance so that we can publish and disseminate the results of scientific work using and doing so in English. 6 years ago, I learned that there was no funding available, but fortunately, since then, situation has changed. Therefore, due to a more favorable and positive attitude coming from the Institute, we've been managed to prepare, develop the first issue of Polish-Jewish studies. And we're working on our following issues. Mr. Spytma has already mentioned that the fact that it's very important that we're making these studies available to global recipients, those who may not know Polish, but nonetheless are very much interested in the history of Jews on the territory of Poland. Let me compare our situation to the situation of Jews who, when they wrote about those topics throughout the 50s, 60s, and the 70s, initially, as they were publishing their studies, said they were doing so in Hebrew. However, quite quickly they realized that because of the language, the target group may be very, their audiences may be very limited. So therefore, they decided to try and increase their outreach to reach international audiences. So today, everyone who's interested, so you know that Israel publishes, for example, Galat, devoted to the history of Polish Jews. And there are many materials and articles on Yad Vashem studies. There is also the Museum of Polish Jews, Polin, that Professor Poloński is involved with. So thanks to this initiative coming from the Institute of National Remembrance, we can give you a new medium, a new source of knowledge about the past and about past Polish-Jewish relations. The speaker before me indicated some of the, let's say, topics or some of the events that may be controversial. One journalist at one point said to me, anything that's controversial sells well. But I would say this periodical will not only touch upon controversial issues and topics, it will simply serve to document a huge body of studies on the history and lives of Jews living in Poland and their everyday lives that were destroyed after the German-Soviet attack, invasion. Let's remember that the Third Reich decided and actually executed their project to exterminate Jews, but after the 17th of September on Soviet-controlled territories, they also decided to destroy all awareness of over 1 million of Polish Jews, and then Lithuanian and Latvian Jews as well. We're focusing on mostly on Polish Jews, those who were citizens, those who were Polish citizens. So our plan is to make this publication available to anyone who writes about the short, the so-called short 20th century, so starting from the First World War till the collapse of communism, especially focusing on what was happening and what was going on in Poland within the borders as they were designated after 1918. Whenever we're talking about Polish-Jewish relations outside of Poland, well, articles and materials about these matters will also be presented and printed in our periodical. So we would like to invite all scientists from Poland, from outside of Poland, to come out and collaborate with us. We're inviting historians, Western historians, Middle Eastern historians to contact us and start working with us. I think it's very important to continue working with our colleagues that study the territories of Eastern Poland up to the city of Stanisławów, because they are best positioned to study everything that's available in today's Lithuania, Ukraine, and Belarus.
And this is how we see our role in the future. We want it to be an additional platform to present knowledge about the history of Polish Jews, relationships, as well as, if necessary, a platform to have an academic dispute, like President Spytma mentioned. Thank you. Now I'd like to give the floor to Deputy Editor-in-Chief of Polish Jewish Studies, Dr. Domański from the Kielce Office of Institute of National Remembrance. It's the first issue of Polish Jewish Studies, and this issue focuses on the Second World War. The entire issue was divided into three parts, and I hope that this division will continue in the following issues. But of course, some of our plans might be changed. So the first part is devoted to studies. There are five articles which cover the period of the Second World War. It starts with a text by Mr. Piątkowski, who talked about Christian papers created for Jewish citizens. He describes how those birth certificates were obtained, and they also indicated how this allowed people to survive. The second article is from Alicja Gontarek, related with the first text. It talked about the Polish diplomatic and consular representation in Havana, in Cuba, and the support that was provided to Jewish refugees that came to Cuba, that were lucky enough to escape from Europe and survive. So as you can see, the first two articles focus on helping Jews, and I think this motif will be continued in the following issues. The next articles from Maciej Rzutkowski, this text is dedicated to the Polish underground resistance movement and how the underground how the Polish resistance perceived the Jewish relationship with Jews. Maciej Rzutkowski discusses how the press of the Polish Socialist Party covered Jews, what topics were covered, and the author of this paper
ogromną ilość przede wszystkim gazet drukowanych czy powielanych pod ziemią, które szeroko
papers that were published in the underground that were provided to the people, and in those papers the public was informed about the Holocaust. These papers encourage people against denunciation of Jews, for example. The next text talks about the National Party, the National Democracy, and smaller nationalist right-wing groups. It covers how the right wing viewed the Jewish issue. It's a very in-depth article. It shows various motifs, but the value of this text is that it's very objective and it provides a very wide perspective on this issue. The first part of this, the first part of this of this issue is ends with the trial of Polish policy officers accused of crimes against Jews.
Różnie z tym bywało.
So,
konstatacja tego mojego tekstu na podstawie
this is my article and I conclude that based on court documents and based on materials which include knowledge from trials and from other sources,
czy niegodnych się dopuszczali, mordowali Żydów, zostali osądzeni i skazani, jak w przypadku
this article shows that those who perpetrated crimes against the Jews were tried and sentenced to some of them to death. And those are very large papers. We went beyond a certain standard that each paper should take about one editorial sheet, but we focus on papers that are
dane zjawisko omówić i
complementary and are trying to provide a comprehensive discussion of the issue in case. The next part of this publication contains three texts, one review and two polemics.
Chcemy także, aby korekta obrazu zaistniała w formie drukowanej, w wersji anglojęzycznej. Wiele osób tutaj na tej sali się znajdujących wiedzą, że jest to moja polemika z autorem.
The first
źródłoznawcza z autorami.
The first paper is a polemic with the book A Night Without an End, and the next review authored by our colleague from Kielce office, Ryszard Śmietanka-Kruszelnicki, is a review of over 60 pages, a review of the book of the Kielce pogrom. Ryszard Śmietanka-Kruszelnicki is a specialist in the issue, of course. The author of the original book showed a lot of academic involvement.
I od strony źródłowej tej
pracy, the assessment of the book Under the Spell, the social portrait of the Kielce pogrom, the opinion is quite critical, expressed in the paper. The criticism is mainly about the sources, about the language, about building a narration, linguistic narration, you could say. Hence, the review is entitled Between Theses, Hypotheses and Literary Fiction. So it's worthwhile to mention that our office
kielecka właśnie
in Kielce,
pan prezes Szpytma wspominał, prawda,
as
o roli Instytutu, ale
prezydent Szpytma myślę, mentioned,
warto też wspomnieć o działaniach, które my tutaj w Kielcach podejmujemy i
it's important to mention our role in the Kielce office. The Polish-Jewish relationships are very important part of our work. And the third paper is authored by Wojciech Wichert, our colleague from Szczecin. He focuses on a very important publication from Wichert Wolfgang Kurilla.
W swojej recenzji chyba najlepszym podsumowaniem są są dwa aspekty, dwa punkty.
And I think there are two important points. Kurila proved against what some historians raise that it's the German Ordnungspolizei was the main tool of the final solution. And Wojciech Wichert, at the end of his review, he appeals for this book to be published in Polish. Right now it's only available in German. Meanwhile, this book is full of facts. Of course, you can have some remarks on Kurila's arrangement of the fact of the materials, but the amount of facts merit that it is published in Polish. And the last part of Polish Jewish Studies, issue one, this part is entitled Chronicle, and these are some, this part contains some reports, nothing new, usual for this kind of publications, but we would like to draw our attention to one point. We have a report from Martyna Gromska-Reja entitled it's a summary of a conference entitled The Nations of Occupied Europe Facing the Holocaust. It's very interesting and very important to remind academic conferences, but we also included two reports discussing building positive Polish-Jewish relationship, what is done outside of the big cities. So the idea is that we show positive examples, because if there are some negative, because very often the negative events take a lot of momentum in the media. Meanwhile, the work of people devoted to Polish-Jewish relationships, all those events are missing. All those activities are missing. This is why we published two texts on the Polish-Jewish relationships. Those events were taking place in the Świętokrzyskie region, Mielnik, and Staszów. Those two small towns used to have a big Jewish community. In Mielnik, we are talking about the event called the Days of Judaism.
Że powinniśmy, czy powinienem podziękować wszystkim państwu, czy wszystkim tym osobom, które
at the end of my speech, I'd like to thank everybody, or acknowledge everybody who worked on the first issue. I'd like to thank the board of the Institute of National Remembrance. I'd like to thank Director Kalita for for bringing this thought, this idea for this periodical, and I'd like to thank the authors of individual papers published in this publication. Who have put a lot of effort in making sure that this publication is has a big value, and I'd like to thank Ms. Gontarek for her efforts to create this periodical. I'd like to encourage everybody to familiarize yourselves with this with this periodical. I think that the language of the papers is not hermetic, and I think it can be it is available to the general public. Thank you.
Dziękuję bardzo. Czy ktoś z Państwa chce postawić jakieś pytania?
So is there anyone wanting to ask a question? From what I hear, there are so far no questions coming via chat.
Konferencji prasowej w sprawie Polish Jewish Studies.
So no questions coming via chat about the Polish Jewish Studies. So if there are no questions, I would like to thank you for your attention. I would like to invite you to visit the website of the Institute of National Remembrance to download the first issue of Polish Jewish Studies. So please familiarize yourself with our publication and stay in touch with us. We are right now, we're going to have a popular scientific debate that we will be published quite soon online, devoted to the Polish Jewish Studies periodical. Thank you so much.